Welcome to A Girl in Progress, the self-development podcast for millennial women working on themselves for themselves. We believe it's possible to strive to become the best version of yourself, while also accepting yourself exactly as you are. Whether it's giving you a glimpse into the daily routines of inspiring women, or sharing the stories of those who started before they felt ready, this podcast is all about encouraging you to take imperfect action towards your goals and find productivity and success on your own terms. As for me, I'm your host, Emma Norris. I'm a journalist, author, cheese enthusiast, imperfect action coach, and the founder of agirlinprogress.com. Let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back to the A Girl in Progress podcast. I hope you're all having a lovely week and have been kicking goals, taking names, and also being kind to yourselves. So I'm back in your eardrums with another solo episode. I hope you guys are enjoying these solo episodes. So from early next year, I'm going to be getting some more amazing, empowering women back on here to share their career journeys and challenges and to chat about all things perfectionism and procrastination. So I'm super excited for that. But for today, it's just me and myself and I. And I'm going to be talking about something that I stumbled upon on TikTok of all places that really resonated with me and inspired me. I don't know about you, but TikTok might be my favorite platform at the moment. Sometimes I just need to mindlessly scroll through some funny content and choreographed dance routines. But there's also some genuine gold on there around self-development and business and empowerment, and I've been really enjoying that. Anyway, I came across this video from this guy called Jay Alderton, who is a fitness model and body transformation coach, but also seems to create some general self-development and mindset content. And in this video, he essentially says, do hard things for an easy life and do easy things for a hard life. It's so simple, but I thought, wow, that's so true. And it's sort of the way I've been subconsciously living my life for the last few years. So full credit to Jay for this concept. And I'll pop the link for the TikTok in the show notes so you can check it out. But I just want to share my own thoughts and some actionable tips around this topic. So, first of all, nobody really enjoys doing hard things. Unless you're a masochist, you probably don't really seek out discomfort because you like it. In fact, many of us avoid it at all costs because that's kind of how we're wired as humans. But here's the thing. When we do hard things that are out of our comfort zone, two things happen. The first is we open new doors for ourselves and create new opportunities. And behind those doors is often a life that's filled with more freedom and more comfort and more convenience, aka it is an easier life. I'll give you some examples. So that person who gets up early before their 9-to-5 job or uses their lunch break or stays up late at night creating their own business or even something like digital products so they can create passive income, that might feel hard at the time, but in the long term, it's going to create a life overall that's a lot more comfortable and easy because they're doing something they enjoy and not constantly worrying about where their next dollar is coming from. Getting fit and healthy is another example. It might feel hard and painful when you're in the gym slogging it out, doing those burpees, when you're pounding the pavement, but it's the good kind of hard and painful because it's going to make your life easier in the long term when you're carrying your groceries or lifting your luggage or running around after your kids. And the other thing that happens when you do hard things is the hard eventually becomes easier. So in his video, Jay gives the example of public speaking, and I think that's the perfect way to illustrate this concept because public speaking is something that a lot of people find really hard and daunting and scary. It's definitely one of those things where the more you do it, the easier it gets. And that can have a knock-on effect in other areas of your life. You're making you more confident, more open to getting out of your comfort zone. You know, even make you less awkward and more confident when you're just having a one-on-one chat with someone if you're kind of that way inclined, naturally, if you've maybe got a little bit of social anxiety. And there was another great quote I saw from Jeremy Ross, who is a retired NFL player and motivational speaker. And it was, the joy after discipline is way better than the momentary joy you get after avoiding discipline. I'm not sure if he came up with this or if he's kind of re-quoting someone else, but I think it really exemplifies what we're talking about here. Yes, avoiding the hard thing like going to the gym or working on your assignment or doing your meal prep so you can just watch TV or scroll through social media instead
might give you short-term satisfaction, but it's confronting those hard things that's going to lead to an extraordinary life in the long term. So now hopefully you can see why sometimes you've got to do those hard things for an easy life. Now I just wanted to share a few quick tips for you as to how you can actually put that in action in your own life. So tip number one is to pick your hard. So nobody wants to do hard things all the time just for the sake of it. Like, where is the fun in that? It's really important that we pick our battles carefully here and do the hard things that are actually aligned with our values and the things we really, really want in life. So pick the hard things that are actually going to move the needle and lead you towards the life you really want for yourself. So if you're doing a master's degree because you think it will just look good on paper, or your parents want you to do it, or you're training for a marathon even though you really freaking hate running, I'd encourage you to consider if it's really the right hard for you. So tip number two is to keep the big picture vision in mind. Of course, you're not going to want to do hard things if you're losing sight of why you're actually doing it. And while, yes, the self-growth comes in the process, you really want to keep that final destination or the big vision somewhere visible so you can look at it and remind yourself why you're actually putting yourself through these things when the going gets tough. So make a vision board, make it your phone screensaver, put it on your fridge, do whatever you've got to do to keep that picture vision in the front of your mind. And number three is don't think, just do. So I know this can be a lot easier said than done, but really it's the anticipation that's usually so much worse than just doing the damn thing. So try not to give yourself too much of a chance to ruminate on doing the task. As Nike says, just do it. This is why so many people find it so effective to work out in the mornings, because they're too tired to think about why they don't want to do it or come up with an excuse. So they just start doing it, and before they know it, it's done and it wasn't so bad. So give yourself a little countdown if you need to, and just start doing it before you have a chance to think about why you don't want to or why you can't do it. So there you have it. Three tips for doing hard things for an easy life. I hope you're feeling ready to tackle those tricky or uncomfortable things, because you can do hard things and you'll feel so accomplished and relieved and proud once you do. So until next time, girls in progress, go forth and conquer your week.
Thanks for listening to the Girl in Progress podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a review. You can also check us out over on agirlinprogress.com, the online destination for women working on themselves for themselves. Or get social with us on Instagram at _girlinprogress. Can't wait to see you there. This episode of the A Girl in Progress podcast is brought to you by the Bundle Co. Self-Improvement Bundle. Think of it kind of like the Netflix of self-development, with 75 different e-courses from leading experts at your fingertips to help you level up physically, mentally, spiritually, romantically, emotionally, and financially in 2021. Whether you want to get stronger in the gym, take the next step in your career, feel more confident in your own body, set yourself up for financial freedom, or improve your love life, you'll find a complete guide by someone who's forged the path before you. Individually, each of these courses would set you back hundreds of dollars, and together they add up to over $13,000. But with the bundle, you'll only pay $75.90. That's less than the cost of a grocery shop and a savings of over 99%. Seriously, if you only make one investment in yourself in 2021, I highly recommend you make it this one. The only catch? It's available for 1 week only, so you need to get in quick. Head to the link in show notes or agirlinprogress.com/bundle to grab yours today.